to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. I hope in the Lord, I trust in his word. With him there is kindness and plenteous redemption. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, O
Lord. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, you can see how the reading from the Gospel this morning is very appropriate, isn't it, for this time. There was a plague in Elijah's time. And it spread through the whole land. We could substitute the word plague for the coronavirus. And then the people in Israel were furious with him because he went to people who were not Israelites, very much thinking of themselves. So for that we could substitute panic buying and pandemonium. So then talking about our present situation here, today, this morning, I was very sad. I never thought, first time in 56 years as a priest, that I had to say there will be no mass for the foreseeable future. I don't think we can put a time limit on it, because I feel, and I think, not speaking for myself, but we are far, far from having reached the peak yet of the coronavirus, because so few people have been tested, so there must be many, many more people out there walking around who have the coronavirus and don't know about it. And then, you know, reading the news and looking at the news from other countries, most other countries seem to be taking a better approach than is happening here at the moment. For example, in Italy, they have introduced a system in the food stores where between, I think, 6 a.m. in the morning and 8 a.m., only people over 70 are allowed into the store, which is a very, you know, a very good idea. And I certainly think, as they have done in some countries, there should be some kind of rationing, you know, rather than people coming out with trolley loads, restrict the amount or the number of things you can buy so that everybody gets a chance. And then on the other side, without going into all the wonderful things happening, so many people who are confined at home are coming up with wonderful ideas how to help other people, you know, keep in touch with them. And somebody, I'm not just saying because it's in Ireland, but somebody was listening to him early this morning. Somebody in Ireland who's confined to home at the moment, on Twitter came up with the idea of Feed the Heroes. Now, the heroes are the people on the front line, the people involved in the health system, the health workers, the nurses, the doctors, anybody, the ambulance drivers, and came up with this idea, Feed the Heroes. And in 24 hours, he had more than 38,000 in. And then he contacted local food outlets, you know, takeaways and restaurants, and got a list of names and from them who would be willing to provide food, and they would be paid for it out of this fund. So it was a way of helping them and appreciating the people involved in the front line. That was a wonderful idea. And with modern technology, I'm going to suggest that to some people around here. We could do something like that here. And it just goes to show, in a time like this, we have to stop just thinking about ourselves and see in our own way how we can help others. And that's one of the reasons that we're stop the celebration of masses at the moment, because I mean, we don't want people being in contact and endangering themselves. And of course, it applies to me too. I suppose I'm in the vulnerable stage of life, and I have to, you know, protect myself also. And so we'll keep in touch. And each morning, I think we're going to have a meeting this morning, and hopefully then each morning this Mass will be on the web. So if you want to attend Mass and make a spiritual communion, it'll be on the web at 8:15. And we will need some people, just a few people who'll help with the sacristy and open the church, or not necessarily open the church, but be help in the sacristy. So that would be good. So we need, really, you know, this is a time when we really, it's a test of our faith, isn't it? You know, we really have to trust in the Lord. And I often, you know, say to myself when I worry about things, you either trust or you don't. If you worry, you're not trusting. You can't half trust. You either trust or you don't. So we'll pray. We'll pray that the Lord will give us the strength to trust in him. And eventually, all will be well. And I'm a firm believer in the fact that out of this, ultimately, a lot of good will come. I can guarantee you that. God never lets anything go to waste, but he turns everything around, ultimately, for our good.